2023, 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting this morning.
Yes.
We do have someone signed up for public comment. Okay.
Oh, no, that's May 1st.
Okay, so that was last week. Never mind. We have no public comment this morning. Are there any commission remarks?
No.
Hearing none. Moving down the agenda. We have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 471562 through 471648. Warrants 8131 through 8137. Three journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of the PWS increased law enforcement services for Table Rock Lake or Table Rock Campgrounds.
Previous minutes.
Oh, did I miss I did. I'm sorry. Let's back up here. I missed the previous minutes. I apologize. It was quick to my other one there. It was stuck to it.
It happened.
We have meeting minutes from May 1st. And May 2nd, and then we have an executive session minutes for May 1st. And on the executive, there is a correction to be made. The order in which the motion to go into executive was actually typed at the end as well as the beginning.
And on the executive, it had Devin leaving. He left and entered before he got in. It has Devin left the meeting at 10, and Devin entered the meeting at 11.
That's when he had left the office and went over and got the paperwork, because he was in at the beginning. It has him present for that, him and Sheriff, and then Devin had ran across to grab a document for us.
Okay.
And then that's when he had left, went over, and then he entered back into the room.
So it's okay then?
That part is correct. Yeah, it was just the order, the second, the vote coming out, the executive session, the 6:10, was at the end.
Okay. Then I move to approve the executive session minutes for May 1st, 2023, with corrections.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And then we have regular session minutes.
I didn't see anything on May 1st or 2nd regular, did you, Commissioner Williams?
I didn't.
Okay.
I move to approve May 1st and May 2nd, 2023, regular session minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we'll move on down the agenda to the approval of the PWS Increased Law Enforcement Services for Table Rock. This is number 23-056S for Sheriff. In front of us we have Sheriff Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This agreement is for patrol at Table Rock Campgrounds. Is that correct?
It is. The Table Rock State Park area, Dewey Short,
the Dale Avenue boat ramp, and the White River Valley Trail System.
Okay. And the schedule set forth inside the agreement worked for the Sheriff's Department as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any questions, Commissioner?
No questions. This is similar agreement that you have with the Corps on other matters, but Table Rock just wants to be entered in.
It is. Last year was the first year that we rejoined them. We did that several years ago, and then, you know, there was a time that we were not doing patrols there, but last year they asked us to start it back up. We did. They just wanted to do it for 1 year and see how that went. And apparently they were happy with how it went because now they're requesting a 3-year agreement.
Okay. And we do have a letter from Mr. Elliott, county's attorney, that approves of the agreement as the form.
I move to approve the performance work statement of increased law enforcement services with Table Rock Lakes, file number 23056S, between the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Taney County.
Did you hear that, Commissioner Williams?
Barely, sorry.
Okay, I'll second.
I heard it, but second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the approval for the NAS PO Value Point contract number 3407 for the jail. It is approval of the TransUnion pricing sheet and price comparison number 23-055S for Sheriff. Can you give just a little update on this, Sheriff, as to what
so
this...
So the TransUnion agreement, that was approved a month or so ago. However, because of the length of time that it took from starting the process to approval, the dates changed a little bit on the agreement. So this is just a supplement that updates that with the starting now. For the next year, but it's a pricing supplement, but the pricing is the same as what was quoted and what I put in my budget last year.
Just pretty much changing the dates?
Correct.
Okay.
Any questions?
I have none. Commissioner Williams, any questions?
No.
Okay.
I move to approve the TransUnion pricing sheet and price supplement agreement file number 23055S. Between TransUnion Risk and Altered Data Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sheriff. Next on the agenda is the approval of the NAS PO Value Point contract number 3407 for the jail kitchen hood, fire extinguishers. This is labeled number 23-053M for maintenance. Is there any questions on this?
I don't have any.
Okay. Once again, have a letter from the attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 5th, 2023, approving to the agreement as the form.
I move to approve the agreement between Johnson's Control and Taney County, file number 23053M.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is approval of agreement for a traveling axle trailer, one or more. This is number 23-052, Roden Bridge. In front of us, we have our Roden Bridge administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
Good. This would be a traveling axle trailer to haul heavy equipment. We currently have one, but it's needing to be traded in. It's getting old and such. This trailer here would be delivered approximately a year from now, maybe a little sooner.
Okay.
So, and it would be on a government contract.
Okay. As far as trade-in on the old one, do you care to specify a number or percentage, roughly what they're estimating?
On
use of trade-in?
Well, we'll Purple Wave.
Okay, so it will go up for public auction on Purple Wave. Okay.
And they expect delivery of this?
Approximately a year from now.
A year from now?
Maybe less.
Okay.
So it probably will come out next year's budget?
Oh, it definitely will be out next year.
And is that pronounced Lando?
Landau.
Landau. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the agreement between Landau Company, LLC, and Taney County for the Traveling Axe Trailer, file number 23052RB.
Second. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Then the only one I can really hear well is you. I'm probably a distraction, so I'll probably just go and get off here.
Okay.
Can you, am I not talking
there,
loud enough? Or?
At this event, they're playing a bunch of loud music. Get out here at the track.
So oh.
I probably just need to get off here and focus on the kids.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sorry, guys. Thank you.
You're good.
No, thank you, guys.
All right, next on our agenda is approval of field dirt agreement between Danny and Sherry Bell. Devin, is there anything on this that would be different from any other time?
We checked it all out and everything's good on where we can dump it.
Okay.
And it's unlimited.
Yep.
An unlimited amount. Okay.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement between Danny and Sherry Bell and Taney County, unlimited.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is the approval of real estate contract for the purchase of county property. Do you care to talk about this a little bit? It's just a form that we are approving at this point.
I didn't realize this was on. I didn't get a chance to go over, but this is something we'd been looking into for months. It was brought to our attention that it was purchased at a tax sale back in something like 1934 or something by the county by a trustee. And normally when a trustee purchases it, then their role is to immediately go back and sell it, get it on the tax rolls. I think that trustee, if my memory is correct, was Doug Mankey. He's no longer around. So it's for less than a lot that's on the land in Bradleyville and a taxpayer that owns all the other that over the years has bought it.